Welcome to the Self Love Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Melanie Monaco and I am your host. I am a master self-love coach. I train and certify self-love coaches, and I also support spiritual entrepreneurs on their journey to manifesting beautiful, abundant, heart-centered businesses. I hold numerous certifications in topics like archetypal psychology, intuitive eating, energy healing, integrative nutrition, and more. But my mission is to help people cultivate more self-love and experience more magical lives. Self-love empowers us with the tools to not only love and accept ourselves unconditionally, but to expand our compassion to others as well. My definition of self-love is alchemizing life's challenges by transmuting our pain into purpose, by using obstacles as an opportunity for deepening our self-awareness and our personal development. In this podcast, I will be sharing insight and inspiration for your own healing journey and connecting with other amazing guides in our community as well. My hope is that at the end of each episode, you feel inspired, empowered, and hopefully you have some revelations or breakthrough moments too. I'm so grateful that you're listening. I hope you enjoy. Good morning. Hello. Welcome back for another interview. We're doing an interview series with some of our self-love coach graduates. I am live now and I am so excited to be going live with amazing graduates. I'm going to invite her on now and I know that we'll have more people join. Hi!
Hi. Can you hear me?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
I would love to begin and just allow you the space to introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you offer as a coach.
Okay, perfect. So hello, my name is Anjanette. I support mainly anxious women as well as mothers that are overwhelmed or just burnt out and struggling with self, because I've definitely been there and it's definitely a struggle. So
Absolutely. I love that mission of turning your own struggle into what you're helping others with. And I know your Instagram handle is Women with Anxiety, and you mentioned that big struggle. So can you talk a little bit about your story of learning to live with your anxiety and move past it as a self-love coach?
It was really hard in the beginning because I'm the type of person to where I'm like, oh, I can figure it out by myself. I can do it by myself. And I had to come to that realization, like, no, I can't. And I do need help and I need more encouragement. And I'm very much so like, I have so much love to give. And I was forgetting to love on myself, thinking I had to pour everything into everyone else, you know, and support them when I wasn't supporting myself. And I came to the realization, like, you can do both. You can have both. And it's needed.
Oh yeah. I see that all the time. And I've experienced that too. This desire of like, I can figure it out myself. And if I'm helping people, I have to have it all figured out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sure. The breakthrough realization of like, I can support people while supporting myself. Support is huge. Mm-hmm. And so what has that looked like for you in terms of receiving support? What have been some of the biggest tools and resources that you've cultivated?
I think mainly setting boundaries for myself. It was the hardest thing to do, but I think the biggest, actually asking for help, something that I would usually never do, have been the biggest things. And also just incorporating my daughter and making her aware of what's going on and why I may react the way I react, and also just providing her with the tools that I didn't have growing up to where she knows, you know, this is a safe place and she can be herself.
That's so amazing. And to be able to, as a mom, be like, okay, I'm breaking these, you know, generational habits and mm-hmm. create new ones for my children. That's like, yeah, so fulfilling.
Yeah.
So what is your experience of healing anxiety and then bringing this work outward? Like, what are some of the tools that you provide your clients that have also worked for you?
That have worked for me, I would say exercise is the biggest thing. Like, it's something that you know you need to do, but it's like, oh, I'll do it when I, you know, need to, or when I need to lose weight, some people say. But that has been so big for me, like changing my mindset. I feel so much better afterwards. I never realized it until I started my journey, as well as meditation. It was always hard for me to focus, and I'm like, this doesn't really work, until I actually, you know, did it and did it with intention. I'm like, okay, this is really, you know, been a changer for me in my life. And then affirmations, I've never was like, I don't do affirmations, I know these things about myself. But no, you need to do them. You need to repeat them constantly.
Yeah. And what's the benefit about working with a coach when you're integrating like the exercise and the meditation and the affirmations and all of the tools?
Mainly the support and the accountability. That was big for me. That's something I didn't really have. It's just, you know, something we didn't have as growing up. So having that support and that coach to continue to motivate you, encourage you, and like I said, hold you accountable, that's biggest for me, because you can say you do it, but then nothing happens. No, I'm definitely that coach. Like, have you done it? Are you doing it? We can do it together.
Totally. Yeah, I definitely feel that. There's so many people out there, myself included, who've been like, I'm going to get it done myself. I don't need anybody, kind of like what we were just talking about. But the magic of coaching is that you're not doing it alone. And it makes it easier to actually incorporate the healthy habits that help you heal some of the deeper rooted issues that are showing up, like anxiety.
Right, for sure. Yeah. And it's just been helpful even when you have your bad days, like, because you're going to still have bad days. But just to have someone be there for you, to even just to listen, is really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's so healing. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about your experience in becoming a coach and moving through the self-love coach certification program. What was that like for you?
Initially, honestly, it was really hard. It was really hard because I guess coming to that realization, like, you have to do the work, you have to be intentional. So in the beginning, it was really hard. I almost quit. Like, honestly, I was like, this may not be for me, but I'm so proud that I finished it through. And just so many more and new belief systems that I didn't have, I guess, the resources to, you know, growing up. And it's really been life-changing.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. What are you excited about building and sharing with your business now that you're a certified self-love coach?
My biggest thing is just to help people, to be here for people, hold space, you know, for women and just anyone in general. That's my biggest thing. Like, I've never felt so called and into my purpose until I found this course and actually started doing the work and just building those skills and having those materials.
Well, I'm so honored to been a part of your journey.
Yes, thank you.
What were some of the fears that you had to overcome in order to heal your anxiety and become a coach who helps other people do the same?
This is one of my biggest, like, coming on, talking to people, putting myself out there. So this is like my first live ever.
But you're doing
okay. Yeah. Yeah, so this has been like the biggest, one of the biggest anyway. Like I said, putting myself out there and just realizing like I am needed. You know, people do need me. And of course, the feel of fear, excuse me, of failure, that's like one of the biggest as well.
And so how have you, obviously, you've had a fear of like showing up doing live. You're feeling the fear, but then doing it anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there any things that you've done to overcome some of those fears over the course of our program and afterwards?
I think it's just been more intentional. And like I said, making it aware as well, just to other people, what I'm going through and my journey, not holding it in. That has been the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. Giving yourself permission to share yourself.
And right, just to be me authentically. Like, that's was the biggest, I think, and hardest thing for me to do. But I'm like, I'm me, and that's okay.
I love that. Yes. Okay, what is one piece of advice that you have for somebody who's just starting their self-love journey?
That's a good question. I think the biggest advice would be just do it. Like, you're not alone. You're not alone. It's so much out there and so many resources out there. And I think that's the biggest thing. Just do it. I know it's hard. It's going to be hard, but it's needed. You're needed.
Yeah. Oh, you are needed. Yes.
Thank you.
What is the first step that you would invite your clients to do when starting a self-love journey?
The first step, which was hardest for me, I think, was the self-acceptance, to learning to accept yourself as whole as you are, just as you are.
Yeah, that's a big one. What piece of advice would you give yourself when you first were thinking about becoming a coach? Like, if you could go back, talk to your past self, what would you say?
What would I say? I think it would mainly be don't give up. I didn't give up, but it was like that was the biggest thing. Like, I literally wanted to just say, it's like, I'm done with it and I'll figure it out later. No, you need to figure it out now because the time is now. And again, you're needed. Like, there's no time like the present.
That's yes, absolutely. That's so beautiful. And I'm sure that there are people who are hearing this who are thinking about starting a self-love journey, or they're feeling that feeling that you shared of like, I'm done. Like, I feel that. But hearing your story and how, in spite of those feelings, you kept persevering, not only for you, but for your daughter, and also for the people who you're showing up for as a coach, like your clients, in the future too, like all of the people who are just waiting for you. That is so important to remember that, like, as you said, you're needed and you can keep going, and it's not just you that's going to be affected. It's all of the people that, are in your life, and all of the people that will come into your life through your business.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you want to share about your business offerings or how people can connect with you?
Of course, on Instagram you can connect. I do have an email. It'll be anjanette@womenwithanxiety.com. You can reach me there as well. I will have a 30-day challenge, mind body recharge challenge coming up. So you can sign up on the wait list and get ready for that. Yeah, it's exciting.
So, and that challenge will provide people with like structure and accountability to reach
Definitely.
their mind body goals.
Right. So yes, you'll have the accountability structure, a chat, we'll have monthly groups as a group, see how we're doing, a check-in. There's also going to be a kind of, self-love calendar. That way you can see and do things throughout the month just to make sure you're showing up for yourself.
I love that. So this is perfect for people who are just beginning or feel like they need to get back on track and need that accountability.
For sure.
Think that's so amazing because there's, as we were just talking about, as you were saying, there's so many people like you and I who have thought like, I'm going to do it myself, but then it doesn't happen.
For sure.
Offering this challenge because that really fills a need for people who maybe want to feel like they're doing it themselves, but they need that structure and accountability to get to the finish line.
Just a little extra push, I'm there.
Oh, that's so amazing. All right, so people are going to follow you at Women with Anxiety, and they can connect with you about your challenge through DMs or email. Is there anything else that you want to share about your business and offerings?
That's it for now. Stay
Awesome.
tuned for sure.
Well, I definitely will. I cannot wait to see all of the beautiful things that you bring out into the world. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank
And
you.
yeah, I'm so grateful that we were able to spend this time together and hear about your journey and all of the impactful things that you've accomplished and all of the ways that you're going to help people.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This is great.
Yay! All right. Well, I'm sure everybody's going to connect with you, and I'm sure that we'll be in touch soon. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
joining
Thank
me.
you. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. And
Yeah.
thank you else for watching. We'll see you
Thank
soon.
you. Bye.